And
well, if he's a primitive Baptist, he'll have a real hard time with it. But, you know, if you're talking about the whole armor of God, when you're starting to take on the mystical, spiritual aspects of the body of Christ, then what happens is an activation. It kind of like tricks you into ascension. But they have these gifts of the Spirit that are made manifest. Now, Bob will start talking about glossolalia and speaking in unknown tongues and raising people from the dead and all these different things. And you can do that. And those gifts of the Spirit, you can do. Ephesians, G.E. Philco. Go through there and you can learn all about that. But what you're talking about specifically is on the Emmaus Road. That was one aspiration when they were interacting with the Christ. But you're talking about the Damascus Road, where Paul got struck with lightning, the fire, and he went blind and all this kind of stuff. It's like a smash, an overloading position. Kind of like when Moses was at the burning bush. That would be a baptism of the Spirit or slain in the Spirit experience. But it can overwhelm you from a neutron value is what it actually applies to. But we don't care about that because that's the pornographic version of Godship. Being baptized in the Holy Spirit is like pornography. It's how the act is done, but there's a better way to do it. Once you come into your place of ascension or ascending, just like on the Emmaus Road. See, baptism in the Holy Spirit without the Emmaus Road doesn't do any good, because without Jesus' ascension, it's all gone. It's all lost. He's coming back to get, Jesus then becomes a pedophile, because he's not coming for a mature bride. The whole point of being blessed or slain in the Spirit or baptized in the Holy Spirit is that you can start adapting and moving your body into perfection. The same way Bob has taken the RNA drops and moved them generation by generation into a new level place that can be embraced, the same thing has happened from a baby where you have, when immature people have to put out a fleece. They don't know who they are. They don't have a trust in themselves. They don't believe anything, or they'll believe any wind that blows. Then they have to put out a fleece and let God prove to them that they're on the right track by putting out a fleece. But once you know who you are, you no longer have to do that. You don't have to speak in unknown tongues. You can speak directly to the angels. You can fool yourself full circle into a window to know who you are. But if you don't know who you are, it's a way to get a little smidge. It's kind of like when you go to the ice cream store. Let's get back to about Bob. It goes better. Where you don't know what kind of ice cream you're going to get. Baptism in the Holy Spirit is when they give you a little tasting spoon. They let you have a little taste. That's good. No, I like this other one. Oh, let me have a little taste of that one. That's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit does. It gives you a taste of the essential, a taste of the essential, the parts that you are ascending to. Gives you a little window for that. You can see little broke down humans that are just about to transition. They're about stone cold dead. They'll get in church and they'll get baptized in the Holy Spirit and they'll be all crunched over in wheelchairs. They'll get up there and they'll go to dancing on the pew tops. They'll hit everyone on the top, just every foot in them old shoes, just dance around on the top. They'll take up the serpent and lick the serpents in the head and the serpent will bite them and they won't die. And oh, they'll start to come and feel the visceral tactile spirit of a living God, and oh, they'll shout to the high heavens. By the time the service is over, they're right back in their wheelchair, they eased off the ramps. But it's not last, doesn't last. It's a taste. It's a taste of the divine, but it doesn't last. Got to bring it all the way back home to get you back to God. Otherwise, when Gozar the Gozarian comes, he will smote you with the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man.